This is St. Louis Public Radio. The northeast Missouri town of Monroe City voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump in the last presidential election. But like a lot of small towns in America, the population is aging. Many residents depend on the programs that could be scaled back under the Republican health plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, that's creating tension in a town that's feeling isolated from the national debate.
Historically, Monroe City was a rural Democratic stronghold, population 2,500. But in recent years, voters here have increasingly gone for Republicans. Nevertheless, Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill had a warm welcome at the Senior Center last week, where she held a town hall. About 60 people listened as McCaskill vowed to vote against the Republican plan to gut the Affordable Care Act, calling it a tax break for the wealthy that hurts the poor.
So I'm hoping it doesn't pass, and then we can sit down together and try to fix what we have, repair what we have.
Senate Republicans are amending their proposal, but the Congressional Budget Office estimates that by 2026, 22 million fewer people would have health insurance compared to current law. It would cap federal funding for Medicaid, public coverage for people who are low income, disabled, or elderly. And that could affect people like 49-year-old Dawn Fortner, who lives on the south side of town.
It scares me. You know, I mean, in the past, my treatments have been denied and I've had to fight it, and that's hard.
She has a rare autoimmune disorder called myasthenia gravis. Just one of her prescriptions costs $2,000 a month, and Medicaid covers it. But in November, as Republican candidates promised to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, Fortner says she didn't vote at all.
I don't follow politics because it does not seem to benefit the underdog anymore, the elderly, the disabled, you know, all our vets, all of them. We all are the ones that get cut first.
Today, Fortner is healthy enough to work part-time at a call center. She and her wife take care of three miniature horses, which they let neighborhood kids ride for free.
And I contribute a lot of my health to these guys, a lot of it, because they're calming.
Those seniors are covered by Medicare. It's Medicaid that covers nursing home care. The Monroe City Manor has 60 beds and employs more than 70 people. Cutbacks would be tough, says Social Services Coordinator Lacey Seward. Half of the residents are on Medicaid.
It would take down our census, and it would just ultimately be sad for our rural community that they won't have a place to go because the cost will be too high or they can't afford the nursing home.
The residents here get together in the mornings and watch the news, CNN in one room, Fox in another. Some do follow the healthcare debate. Others find it too depressing. But Philip Potterfield, owner of the Wren Potterfield Trucking Company, is hopeful that Republicans can make changes to the health law for the better.
Look what I got in the mail the other day.
Potterfield passes a recent medical bill across the desk. He has his own health concerns, but his biggest issue right now is whether he can continue to offer health insurance to his 35 employees. Premiums keep going up.
So it was before the Affordable Care Act. Ours was taking leaps and bounds, and it got just as bad, if not worse, after the Affordable Care Act. So we've seen no improvement, none.
What are your options? What have you tried?
Don't offer it, but then you can't find people to work.
Potterfield says he doesn't know how Congress should fix it, but frustration with the health care system is one of the reasons he voted for Donald Trump. Now he's looking for a shakeup. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.